Hello and welcome to the inaugural podcast for Step Up for Social Development and Empowerment in Nigeria, or Step Up Nigeria for short. I'm Richard O. I'm the guest facilitator for this first podcast today. And this podcast comes to you on Africa's Anti-Corruption Day, July the 11th. So particularly appropriate day for the first podcast to start. The structure of this podcast today is we're going to spend the first few minutes talking to the Step Up Nigeria team and getting to know them a bit. And then we're going to talk about the new book by Executive Director Onyinyi O on anti-corruption called Emeka's Money. So first of all, let's go to the Step Up Nigeria team. Onyinyi O, would you like to introduce yourself?
So my name is Onyinyi O and I'm the Executive Director of Step Up Nigeria for Social Development and Empowerment in Nigeria.
Over to you.
Hi, my name is Feremi Adeola. I am on the Step Up Nigeria team and I work to bring out the work we do to the media just to create rooms for advocacy for Step Up Nigeria.
And even before her first day, over to you.
Okay, my name is Ibukwe Jaupo, a program associate to Step Up Nigeria.
Excellent, great. So this is the new team of Step Up Nigeria. So the first question to you, Onyi, what is Step Up Nigeria all about?
Okay, so Step Up Nigeria is an NGO that's focused on promoting transparency and accountability. And we're a creative team with young, talented people, and we hope to create or build the bridge between government and citizens towards improved governance in the area of tackling corruption and service delivery.
Excellent. So, Feremi, what motivated you to get to be part of this team?
For me personally, I've always had an interest in public policy and administration and ways really to change fundamentally the way laws are passed and regulated in Nigeria. And Step Up Nigeria is quite different from other NGOs in the sense that it's not just about talking, but we're seeking constructive ways to engage the media, engage the civil society, engage media, engage those at the grassroots really, and get the feedback of their problems to the government. So we're seeking, new technology, new media ways to really get the issues out there and make sure that those who need help the most are contacted by the government. And, recently we're talking about a project which we'll get to in the podcast that seeks to educate the younger generation about corruption. And really, my personal belief is the only way to address corruption issues in Nigeria is by addressing our value systems, because Nigeria is a result of our values. Our political leaders, our political system is all based on the values that we believe. Our leaders came from our communities, and it's what we believe that they believe now. If we don't change the way we think fundamentally from the grassroots, the new leaders that come up will still think the same way the old leaders thought, and we will never see the change we want to see except we groom leaders from the grassroots about what corruption really means and its devastating effects on an economy.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, Ibukun. Sorry, Feremi. Over to you, Ibukun. What's your motivation for joining Step Up Nigeria team?
Thank you very much. Just like my colleague Feremi said, and Oyi has mentioned as well, I am more interested about the research side of Step Up Nigeria, the fact that we'd go out there to ask people what they actually want from the government, what they want to do, what they don't like, and all of that. So, like when you said, bridging the gap between citizens or civilians and the government. So, using research to actually do that is what motivated me to join this team.
Excellent. And Onyi, how new is the Step Up Nigeria team? This is the first podcast, obviously,
yes.
But when did it start?
Literally, the Step Up Nigeria is 5 days old today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Monday. Yeah. So we're still we're new kids on the block.
Yes.
And yeah, we hope really to be able to make at least a difference, because different organizations are doing different things around anti-corruption and doing good work, and we're hoping that we would also at least do something a bit different and also, contributing to, because, fighting corruption is quite holistic and it's quite, particularly in Nigeria with, our cultural differences. So it's not something that, few people can do it. I think it needs a collective effort of different people with different ideas to make that impact.
Well, you raise an important point, right? So presumably the NGO field is quite a crowded space in a country like Nigeria. What's going to be different then about Step Up Nigeria and what you do?
I think Ferami had mentioned something earlier, and I think I'll emphasize the fact that I think for us, what we're seeking to do really, I think I would, the building, like the constructive engagement, you know, between government and citizens. Now, it's still relatively new, because I think in the relationship was always a bit more adversarial, particularly around anti-corruption. So what we'll seek to do is to find innovative approaches that we can use to connect citizens with government around tackling corruption issues and as well as service delivery. You know, so that's going to be what we'll try to do. I don't want to reveal too much.
Okay. No worries. So let's talk a bit about...
I got in at that point. Just
please cut in, Franny. Over to you.
Okay. Like she said, just to add to it, Nigeria is at a stage where, especially on social media, a lot more young people are engaging in discussion about good governance and corruption. And I think social media accounts of our president, vice president, and most of our senators has made it very easy for people to just tweet back at, you know, the IGP of police and report an issue. So that has opened up what we're talking about in terms of feedback mechanisms. And that's one of the ways that people are able to reach the government. So like she said, we're not the first set of people to do this, but what we want to do is to strengthen the institutions that already exist and to also join them in the fight against corruption.
Excellent. And one thing I should note, we are doing this podcast from Ventures Park, a fantastic venue where there is a lot of very innovative young people working on creative projects and new frontiers of tech. A fantastic place. Is that by accident or was that deliberate?
That was the part of the, like we said, Step Up Nigeria is trying to do something different, which is why we thought that being based here would also give us the opportunity to connect with, you know, people doing innovative stuff and see how we can link, particularly around technology, you know, some of the work or, you know, ideas around here with what we're trying to do in the accountability space.
Okay, excellent. Right, so let's go and talk about one of the first projects linked into Step Up Nigeria. So, Onyo, you've written a book, haven't you?
Yes.
So what's the book? What's it about?
Emeka's Money. So Emeka's Money really is about Emeka, who is this man who works for the governor. You could, in your head, people can decide whether he's a special assistant, whether he's a special advisor, but Emeka works for the governor. And he uses his position and his influence, you know, working with the governor to give, you know, jobs to his friends and contracts to his family. And so that's basically, the story behind it, Emeka is actually a good man. And we're trying to relate, you know, this to what we see in Nigeria. So Emeka is a good man, but engaged in corrupt activities, but not knowing that what he's doing is corrupt. And he thinks he's being nice to people, but actually, yes, he's being nice to his close family and friends, but however, he's harming a large segment of society, which is what Emeka's Money is trying to demonstrate.
Okay, and who's it targeted at?
This is targeted at 6 to 10-year-old children.
Oh, it's a children's book?
Yes, it's a children's book.
Excellent.
And, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, I targeted children was to, because we have to, I'm going to use the cliche about catch them young, but, you know, the idea that, you know, when you start young to educate people, then they'll grow up with that kind of value, you know, that you know, and that will shape them for the future. So, and we know that corruption, you know, even though, it's, like I said, tackling corruption is a holistic approach, you need various mechanisms and various, you know, to tie the pieces together. And culturally, I think corruption is becoming so culturally acceptable, in fact, it's becoming a norm that we are even finding difficulty in differentiating between what is actually corruption and what is not corruption. And people are also not being able to relate corruption to how it affects, how it harms them, you know, how it, you know, could even lead to loss of lives. So we're not actually making that correlation. So the idea is to start to teach children, you know, at that young age, that corruption actually, you know, using Emeka as an example, and who is a nice man, he may seem nice, but actually his actions are really not nice in the sense that they're only benefiting a few people. So the idea is to be able to begin to educate children on the consequences of corruption, you know, and how it could harm society if, you know, we don't change our ways.
So what kind of ways does the corruption harm society in the book then? You're saying Emeka is a good person,
yeah. Yet
you're saying it's also harming society. How does it go about doing that?
I'll give an example. So there's a part of the book that shows Emeka giving his friend a contract to build roads to the governor, using the governor's office, rather the governor, begging the governor to give his friend a contract to build roads. And so, of course, when the friend is given the contract, he asks for kickbacks. So he gives the governor a percentage of some of the money. And of course, Femi, the book, you know, doesn't have enough money to now build the roads, so he builds roads that are substandard. and so we have potholes, and which leads to people having accidents. So, and which is what we see in Nigeria all the time. I mean, like, people die almost every day on our roads because of bad roads. And even something not really highlighted in the book, another example where corruption could actually lead to loss of lives. We've had so many instances where police on the road stop to ask taxi men for bribes, or, and because the taxi men are trying to avoid policemen from paying bribes, they run, you know, they try to run away from the policemen who chase them, and in the process that this, you know, accidents happen, and also leads to loss of. So there's so many examples showing how this issue of taking bribes or engaging in corrupt activities actually, you know, harms society.
Okay. Any reactions for Ami or Ibukun to that? Does that resonate? Is that a theme that you think will be relatable for children at the younger ages?
Okay, so I'll go first. Ibukun can butt in later. I was very excited to hear about the project when I started working with Step Up Nigeria, because I really believe it's one of the most active ways we can reach the youngest generation in Nigeria and begin to groom them while they're young. And something she said just resonated with me. It's like dispelling the myth of corruption. Because culturally, we don't call corruption, you know. And I think maybe once we start labeling corrupt acts corrupt, it will seem more serious to people. Because culturally, it just looks like, well, I help my brother, I help my cousin. And some people might justify themselves in saying, you know, these funds were diverted into doing this and this. I built the community park in my community, you know, it was in my village, and I helped the village children. But they are not seeing the bigger picture. They're not seeing corruption holistically as how it affects Nigeria as a nation. They're seeing it solely as themselves, their families, their constituencies. So if it would help to label corruption as corruption, let people call a spade, once you name sin, then it's clear for everyone that's watching that, well, this is wrong. Because like she said, a lot of people might not realize that what they are doing is corruption until it is publicly made known. So what we would also seek to do as a team is to make awareness. We're going to have Did You Know tweets that will come out about, you know, corruption legislation, Nigerian legislation, corrupt laws, what our government already has in place regarding corruption, feedback mechanisms, just to make people aware of what corruption really is, how it can be addressed, and how to help the government really, really win this fight. And I'll quote something our president said yesterday when he signed the new executive order against, you know, corruption assets, people that are being watched. And he said, you know, unfortunately, corruption is everywhere and it's at all levels and it's at every stratum of society. But what people fail to see is that there's a very strong link between corruption, peace and security. And a lot of the insecurity issues Nigeria is currently facing are strongly linked to corruption. It's failures of people to do what they were supposed to do that has trickled down and caused major problems to society, including failure to pass laws and to even strengthen the legislation. So the regulatory bodies like the Public Complaints Commission and other bodies in Nigeria are not working the way they are expected to. And their failure to do that has left the country and the market to regulate itself. So everyone does whatever they want. The security agents do whatever they want. The hospitals are calling different prices. The banks don't have settled interest rates. So everyone is there's no control because there is no legislation and there's no institution behind the legislation to really make it strong enough to bind people. So what we seek to do is make people aware of these things and seek ways we could help the government to redress these issues once we hear feedback from the citizens.
Excellent. Okay. Ibukun, any thoughts for you about the themes within the book?
Yeah, personally, I've always wondered how children can be taught this thing, like, right from the start. So to me, this book is a brilliant idea on how to inculcate the habits in these children right from start. And children do not forget things. So once they read something, they carry it on, like, all through their lives, like, hopefully to their, like, adult lives. So I think it's a good idea to ensure that children of this age read this thing, know what corruption is tagged, at least in their country, and they'll be able to carry this on, like, into their adulthood. And it's also helpful in the sense that if they see or sense anything like what they've read that is wrong, they are very quick. Children are really quick to point it out to, like, their parents or their uncles and their aunties. So this is a brilliant idea.
Excellent. Okay, so Onye, when's the book going to be out? When is it available?
September. Looking at the first and second week in September for the launch.
Excellent.
Immediately after the launch, the book will be available on Amazon, an ebook, and we are still working out the distribution channels for Nigeria.
But it will be made available in Nigeria?
Yes, that's the plan, yeah.
Excellent, okay. Well, that brings us to an end of our very short inaugural podcast for Step Up Nigeria. Just one final word from Ferami before we land.
Yes, so please follow us on social media. Step Up Nigeria on Twitter is step_up_Nigeria on Twitter. We are also on Facebook, so check us out on Facebook as well. And for the book publicity, please go to Emeka's Money Book on Instagram. There's a follow-up link there to register to attend the event. We would hope to see you there. And there's also a link for any other programs that we're handling. So please follow us on social media, follow us on our events, and we would love to discuss with you once you listen. Tweet at us and we can engage in constructive discussions. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Oni. Thank you, Ferami.
Yeah, thank you,
Ibukun. And thank you for listening.